Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Did Jesus really rise from the dead? The resurrection is Jesus' main miracle. It's the supreme testimony that he was everything he said he was. If Jesus really died and came back from the dead 3 days later, just as he predicted he would, it means he is God. It means it's all true. But what are the alternatives? There are people who don't believe in Christ or in his church. What do they think happened after the crucifixion? Because obviously something happened. Christianity is the largest religion on earth, and it's still expanding. So how do they account for that? Basically, people give about four explanations. The resurrection story was made up much later, or the disciples hallucinated that Jesus had come back from the dead, or that the disciples lied and stole Christ's body to support their lie, or Jesus faked his own death and then pretended to have come back from the dead. But when you look at things carefully, none of these accounts really hold up. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Some people think that the story of Jesus' resurrection from the dead was first invented generations after Jesus actually died. There are many difficulties with that theory, though, but the main problem is a text from the first letter to the Corinthians. Paul writes, "For I delivered to you first of all what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter, and then to the 12, and then he appeared to more than 500 people at once, most of whom are still alive." Now, clearly, If Paul is writing this to assure people of the truth of the resurrection and to convince them, he cites over 500 eyewitnesses, most of whom are still alive at the time. In other words, Paul is saying, listen, some of the original witnesses, they're dead, but there are still a lot of people alive right now who saw Jesus rise from the dead. But that claim wouldn't work at all if it was written generations after Jesus lived and died. For it to make sense at all, that line had to be penned when it was still plausible for someone from Jesus' day to still be living. Therefore, soon after Jesus' death and resurrection, people were already proclaiming the resurrection, which means that the story of the resurrection couldn't have been invented generations later. In fact, it was the central part of the first Christians preaching. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Some people say that the apostles were so psychologically wounded by the event of the crucifixion, and that they so desperately wanted to believe that Jesus would rise, that they actually hallucinated and thought they saw Jesus back from the dead, even though he was still dead. But the main problem with the idea that the apostles hallucinated is that Matthew says that the anti-resurrection story of his day was that the body had been stolen from the tomb. That's what the Jews and the Romans said from the beginning. That implies that even the deniers of the resurrection admitted the tomb was empty, that Jesus' body wasn't there. Now, if the disciples had simply been hallucinating, then the stolen body story, well, it wouldn't really be necessary, would it? The synagogue leaders who opposed the Christians could have just opened the tomb and said, look, he's still there. You guys are all crazy. So saying the disciples hallucinated doesn't explain the facts. It doesn't explain what actually happened to the body. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Well, what if the disciples just made the whole thing up? What if the whole story of the resurrection was just a lie? Well, there are plenty of problems with this account too. For instance, if they were disappointed by Christ's death, meaning, I guess he's not the Messiah after all, why didn't they just go back home and try to start over? If they really cared about Jesus enough to dedicate their lives to spreading his story, and many disciples have done just that after the death of their mentor, why wouldn't they just try and spread his story and his teaching without this distracting resurrection business? But the main problem with the deception hypothesis is this. Why would you give your life for a lie? Many of the apostles and the first Christians were martyred in horrible, horrible ways. And no one in history has knowingly died to spread a hoax. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
What if Jesus just faked his death? Could that have been it? He didn't really die. He just faked his own resurrection. There are so many problems with this idea that we can't list them all, but here's the big one. If Jesus hadn't really died and risen, then he wouldn't have ascended on a cloud several weeks later. In fact, he would have just stayed around, led his band of followers, and then eventually died in a normal way, surrounded by family and friends, in which case the bogus resurrection wouldn't have made such a big impact on the apostles after all. Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead, and even Elijah brought the widow's son back to life. Those kinds of resurrections weren't as big of a deal. Of course, it's nice to be raised from the dead, but if you're going to die again, then really it's just a delay of death, not a conquering of death. No, there's no doubt about it. Even if Jesus had faked his own death and resurrection, which, again, is preposterously implausible, it would not explain why the resurrection changed everything for the disciples. We didn't have the followers of Elijah starting a whole new religion. So these other options just don't seem to adequately account for the facts. And the fact is that from the very beginning, the Christians were on fire with belief in Christ's resurrection. The fact is that they weren't lying and they weren't the victims of hallucination, and Jesus didn't fake it. He rose from the dead. He rose from the dead to die no more. And why? So that we could too. So that we could rise from the dead. So that we could live forever. And so that all the things we're frustrated with today can just get smaller and smaller and smaller so they don't really matter. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what were you reflecting on?
This is an interesting meditation, because I've never deeply questioned whether or not Christ rose from the dead, but I always have when it comes to faith, the comfort that if this is I think everyone who's involved in the faith would have to essentially intentionally be lying to pull this off. Because there are too many factors in it, and there are too many deep believers who have had incredible experiences and are dedicated to honesty and the truth. And all of those individuals would have had to intentionally know that they were lying and actively deceive others over thousands of years of saints and apparitions and their personal experiences and their writings, and the fact that even if somehow that was some mass deception, that all of their teaching is good and moral and selfless, and saints like Faustina who were having those experiences were doing it at their own cost and not to any benefit to themselves except the innate good that they saw in it. And I find that hard to believe.
Wow, you just gave a really good argument for the truth of Christianity.
As always, it's just where I've stood on it for a long time. Whenever growing up, I'd think about that. I just think what it would take to pull off that deception. And I think it would be insane.
Yeah, that's really good explanation. You have a real gift of thinking through things clearly.
It's interesting. I don't feel very clear on it.
That was excellent. Yeah, and I think the biggest issue is people, both believers and non-believers, we don't slow down and really think through. Why do I believe this?
Yeah, until someone asks you a question, which can be unfortunate with the timing and not having the time to think about it. If they're like, oh, I just don't really believe that Jesus was even real or he even rose from the dead. Because then you might just be caught off guard and like, oh, I've always just believed that. I don't know why I believe that specifically.
Yeah. But honestly, I've never had a conversation with a person about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I find both believers and non-believers never think it through because I'm wondering what I'm thinking of a person who that I know who doesn't want anything to do with Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were to ask them, So what do you do with the resurrection? I mean, how do you deny it? How do you discount it? How do you explain it away?
Yeah.
I bet they haven't thought about it.
My assumption would be people would just go down a rabbit hole of not believing any sources about anything historical. Which I think, like you said, would be difficult to unravel just because the strongest witness is often the people that, the deniers, like you said.
That what do you mean?
As in, if it was as simple as a couple of people made up the story, then people would just say, oh, well, they're liars. They wouldn't create all these explanations for something. So there's, when it comes to understanding history, we only have so many resources, so many sources from that period, but it creates a negative space, essentially. Like, oh, something had to, they must have also experienced that. If this is hard to explain.
I like it. I like what you're saying.
That there is a gap that has to fit that puzzle piece.
What gap are you, what do you mean?
That point you made on, it's showing how tired I am now. That point about if his body was still in the tomb.
Right.
Then there would be no reason to disprove that to everyone else. They would have just said, well, he's still there.
Yeah,
go look. Go see.
It all would have ended right there.
Mm-hmm. It would have been so easy to prove at the time.
Yeah.
As simple as that. That's not what's written in the documents necessarily, that, oh, we all went and we saw and we proved, and but the fact that people were saying something about it.
Well, but both sides said the tomb is empty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The apostles said he rose from the dead, and the Jews and the Romans said, no, you guys came and stole him. But both said there's no body.
That there are so many witnesses to his death and to his resurrection.
Yeah.
I loved, one of my favorite was the longstanding belief that they replaced Jesus with a lookalike and then switched him out.
Well, you mean that's the Islamic view?
Mm-hmm.
The Islamic view. Yeah, the only way that Islam tries to get around it is that he faked it.
Mm-hmm. Because he's still a, would you say, prophet?
Yeah.
So, but if he were to fully resurrect, it would be a very different story for them.
Yeah, because then they would prove that he's God.
Mm-hmm.
That Islam can't accept that Jesus rose, because then he would have to be greater than a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
So they say he faked it, which, yeah, it's good. I think it's really good for us to think through. The resurrection is the number one proof that he's God, and it's the foundation of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good for us to think through, why do I believe in the resurrection?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've got to come to the point where we're not afraid to ask people either, why do you not believe in the resurrection, or how do you explain it away?
Mm.
Not in a mean way, but just so that your question will cause them to face the question.
Yeah. Again, I still think you might have to go farther, because I think people might just stop at the surface level of not trusting historical sources.
Okay. Then why trust any historical sources about anything? And then
my point is that that's true, but they might not even get there.
But then it goes to, that's why I think your very first statement was so particularly well said. Because you started with the document, the historical document, and the testimonies, and then you added to it all the layers onto it that support it that would be impossible. This is why I think your first statement was so spectacular.
Just the logistical issues of deception.
For 2,000 years and all these people's experiences in all these different places. And
yeah.
It doesn't hold up.
Mm-hmm. And it also sort of helps answer the question of, if so, then what church? Because I'm specifically referencing the experience and lives lived of people in the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
And the consistency of it. And I think consistency when it comes to deception is the greatest struggle, and it always breaks down. It always breaks down. But the Catholic Church has been so unbelievably consistent and so stable.
Yeah.
And I believe that's because it's founded on truth.
That's well said. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.